33 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time. I'm David Brown. When it comes to kids and their well-being, a new ranking suggests Texas isn't doing a very good job. In fact, according to this new ranking from the latest Kids Count study by the Annie E. Casey Foundation and the Texas-based Center for Public Policy Priorities, the state ranks very close to the bottom of the list, number 43. Here to give us a better look at what this study says about Texas is Jennifer Lee, a research associate with the Center for Public Policy Priorities. Thanks for stopping by the Standard.
Good morning.
What areas are you actually looking at here when you're putting this study together?
So the Kids Count ranking, looking at overall child well-being, looks at four different areas of child well-being: economic well-being, education, health, and family and community.
What's the methodology here? You have to assign numbers, I suppose, to all of these categories?
Yes. Within each of those categories, there are four key indicators or data points that measure different aspects of child well-being. So, for example, in economic well-being, we look at child poverty. And then each of those indicators is looked at for every state in the country. And the rankings are based on how well each of the states does.
I want to ask you about one category where it seemed Texas did worst, and that was community. What goes into an evaluation of community?
Family and community looks at some of the surrounding environment of children. So, for example, what percentage of children live in a high poverty neighborhood? We know from research that living in a high poverty neighborhood often comes with some negative impacts on child well-being. So those are the types of indicators that would go into that.
Something else that kind of stood out to me was how it seemed that Texas had actually improved in the area of health. I think so much has been made, at least in the conversation here in the Lone Star State, about how many people are uninsured. What was that indicator of improvement? What accounts for that?
Yeah, the health category is interesting for Texas. So we actually saw improvement in all four areas that the health ranking measures. But at the same time, Texas ranks near the bottom. That's just because we've seen improvements all across the country for kids, which is a great thing. But because all of the other states are improving as well, Texas still ranks near the bottom.
You know, it's interesting. We talk about the Texas economic miracle. But it seems like when you sort of overlay this new report, they don't match up. What accounts for that?
Well, you know, there are a lot of challenges that families are facing throughout the state, and families are still continuing to struggle financially, even, you know, several years after the recession. We're still seeing some lingering effects, especially in child poverty.
But why? I guess that's the question I think policymakers, I would imagine, your organization wants, you want them to sort of absorb this report and take some steps. What steps does this report suggest that policymakers could be taking to improve the ranking?
Well, there are a lot of aspects of the ranking because there are a lot of factors that are measured and things that we can improve. One of the areas that we're looking at is the uninsured rate and child uninsured rate in Texas. Our overall health ranking is low primarily because of the uninsured rate. We're tied for last with the state of Alaska for the child uninsured rate. And that's really the one factor that's dragging our overall health ranking down. When you look at the other areas such as teen alcohol and drug abuse, death rates, low birth weights, Texas ranks relatively well. But the uninsured rate is one of the areas that is really dragging down that overall picture.
This is silly, but I suppose it's a logical question in a sense. If Texas's only real goal were to try to push this ranking up, what could it do?
There are two areas where Texas could focus if its goal was to improve this ranking. One is in the child uninsured rate. Another area that we have seen a lot of effort and would continue to work on is outreach and enrollment efforts. Providing assistance to families who are now enrolling in healthcare options available to them that weren't available before because of the Affordable Care Act.
It's interesting. You haven't mentioned anything about education, and yet I think that's something that's been on the minds of a lot of Texans, especially with the recent Texas Supreme Court ruling on its education system.
Yeah. Education, of course, is an area that's so important for kids. When we look at the overall education ranking for Texas, we do better than we do in areas like health or in family and community. And we've seen a lot of improvements. For example, the high school graduation rate is an area that we've seen a lot of improvements. Although we've seen improvements in the high school graduation rates, there are a couple of areas of concern. A high school diploma is no longer enough. The question is broader now. Are kids prepared for the next step in higher education or a career? And we're seeing that with that higher goal, it's probably going to take some more resources from the state.
Jennifer Lee, Research Associate with the Center for Public Policy Priorities. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.